The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. When you drive your new Kia Sportage, prepare to be noticed.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, yesterday on the show, we were talking about people who have strange and unusual collections. Everything from the Star Wars collector with 35,000 pieces packed in boxes in the family home to the Vans collector with 22,000 pieces all neatly put away in his attic. And you responded with some wonderful collections. So on the line now are Liz Nolan. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And John Weldon too. John, how are you?
Good morning, thanks. Good, John.
And Liz, first to you, and what exactly is it you collect?
I collect glasses, specifically with names on them, you know, so either the brewer's name or if they're commemorating like World Cup or something like that.
And what started you along this road?
It was a little old glass in the corner of my mother's cabinet, and I actually made a mistake. I thought it was Councillor Corcoran. It was actually a Savage Smith glass. I looked at it last night. And that was about 30 years ago. So on and off, I've been collecting glasses since then.
I have
to have a name on them.
Oh, I see. So they have to have some brand or
some brand name, or
inscribed.
It would be a World Cup or, yeah, something like that, or the European Championships.
No, plain glasses just won't do.
No. So they're just glass.
And how many glasses have you, Liz?
I've over 100.
I see.
About 105, I think, the last count.
And where are they?
I have a cabinet in the corner of the living room, and there's no room there now, so they've carried into a cabinet in the kitchen now as well.
I see. Can I ask you, where did you get them, Liz? Where did you get the glasses?
I borrowed them.
You borrowed them from where?
Yeah. If we go out for a drink and I happen to see a really unusual glass, it comes home with me either in my pocket or my bag. So my legacy to my two sons is when I die, I leave a list and they go back to every pub I've been in or in the other parts of the world, country, or the world as well, and say, my mother borrowed this glass 20 years ago and I'm giving it back.
So you pilfered them from pubs.
I borrowed them.
You're a thief, Liz. That's what you are. In fact, I think I might make a citizen's arrest now. And you have the right to remain silent. But Liz, presumably then, there are particular glasses that you're fondest of. Which are they?
Yeah, well, there's one in particular. My mother used to love a baby sham on a Friday night. And I remember my father bringing home the two little bottles in his top pocket on his way home from work. And she had a baby sham glass, and I could never find one. It broke, obviously, years ago. But I found one on eBay. So that has lovely memories for me, and that's at the very front of the cabinet. And then I have a lovely Cosmopolitan glass. We were in Chicago a few years ago, and we were up at the top of the Sears Tower, and we had a Cosmopolitan. So that glass came all the way back from Chicago with me.
lovely. So, yeah, and they will return. So that's what you've told yourself.
They're all going to be returned back to where they came from, yes, when I passed on.
All right, okay. Well, I hope the publicans of Ireland, I hope you didn't put some of the publicans of Ireland out of business as a result of your pilfering. Liz, Liz, stay on the line. John, now, you collect, what is it you collect, John?
Rubber ducks.
And when did this begin, this fascination for rubber ducks, John?
Yeah, my nanny used to call me Ducky when I was a child. And when she died in 2000, I started to collect rubber ducks in her honour. It's got a bit out of hand, to be honest, though, John.
I see. How many ducks have you now?
I have 122 rubber ducks.
I have a picture of them actually. Thanks for sending it, John. And they're all on shelves.
Yeah, I'm great at DIY.
Yeah, and you've added shelves, obviously, to accommodate the extra ducks. But where exactly, what room in the house are they in?
Well, Imelda, she only lets me put them in the downstairs toilet, so that's where they're confined.
Sorry, John. They're actually, where did you say again?
In the downstairs toilet.
Okay, and is there any room left in the downstairs toilet?
There's very, very little room left in there, so I'm going to have to go into negotiations to expand them out into the kitchen or the dining room.
Yeah, and I believe, is it your mother doesn't like using that particular room?
Yeah, my mother won't do her business in there. She doesn't like all the ducks looking at her, so she has to toddle upstairs to do her business.
Oh, lovely. And tell me, have you favourite rubber ducks of them all?
I have. I suppose Duck Vader is my favourite duck, and I suppose my beloved Arsenal duck.
Ah, lovely. So you're an Arsenal fan?
I mean, I did think about melting my Everton duck at the weekend, though, but he survived.
Okay, despite them beating Arsenal. And how do you go about collecting them? Do you go online to eBay, or do you go to places where they're on sale? Is there a place that is a rubber duck store?
There's a Rubber Duck World online where you can get any kind of rubber duck you want, but I generally try to pick them up anywhere that I go. So if I'm anywhere in Europe, I try to pick up a rubber duck and scouring through souvenir shops looking for my ducky.
I see. And your wife, Imelda, is she happy enough with your rubber duck fascination?
No, she's appalled.
So what does she do? She just disowns you, is it?
Pretty much. She said to me, do not give out my surname as you go on this show, so I won't do that.
Oh, well, I'm already after doing that. Yeah, I'm already after introducing you as John Weldon. Have you a target in mind about how many rubber ducks you'd like to have before you, leave this planet?
Yes, I would like to hit 500. That's my goal.
Anyway, John, thanks for joining us. And when somebody mentioned rubber ducks, I thought of this.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo, bo, bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true.
Yes, you've 122 best friends, John. And thank you for getting in touch with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's John Weldon. And also thanks to Liz Nolan. Liz, good luck with your collection of collecting your glasses. And by the way, if you are a collector of unusual things, please get in touch with us, 51551, or email john@rte.ie. The winner of today's competition, who correctly answered Keith Wood, is Claire Cotter from Dublin 7, and she wins that €1,000 Brooks voucher. That's all we have time for today. On sound, Ciara Murphy. Our broadcast coordinator was Denise Davies, and our producer, Sheila O'Callaghan. Sean is up next from England, and we're back in the morning at 9 till then. Slán.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Sportage. Peace of mind as standard. Quality guaranteed. Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.